We have a special premium for first-time donors to Issues Etc. It's the new Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mousepad. We'll send it to you for your first-time donation to Issues Etc. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also make your first-time gift by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Thanks for your support.
Scripture says that he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more.
We are brothers and sisters in faith. We are children of the same Father.
I get on my knees every day, and I'm saying an extra prayer now. If I had a rain prayer or a rain dance I could do, I would do it.
Wir sind alle Bettler. We are all beggars. That's why we begin our divine service with, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities.
Indiana truck drivers, love issues, etc.
It's no secret that the Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, are not only a religious empire, they are something of a financial empire. They have very famous holdings, and they make no bones about that. It's a subject of both the cover and a story in the latest Bloomberg Business Week, and many journalists are raising questions about both the cover and the story. Sarah Pulliam Bailey will join us to talk about that, some media coverage of religious matters, to kick off this week of Issues Etc. Greetings and welcome. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live this Monday afternoon. It's the 23rd of July. After our conversation with Sarah, Pastor Bill Swirla will join us for the better part of the first hour. We'll talk about simultaneously saint and sinner, and what it means to be sinner and saint at the same time until the resurrection of all flesh. And then we're going to take up the subject of pastoral care in times of tragedy. We certainly are experiencing some times of tragedy here in the U.S. Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, who's pastor of Hope Lutheran Church in Aurora, Colorado, where, as you well know, those now infamous shootings took place over the weekend. He'll join us for the second hour of the program. We'll talk about pastoral care in times of terrible tragedy. You can join us 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at IssuesETC. Sarah Pulliam Bailey is a regular guest. She's a contributor to GetReligion.org, and she's online editor for Christianity Today. Sarah, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're not the only one to kind of scratch your head at what Bloomberg Business Week is doing on its cover in the page 40 story on the financial empire that is the Latter-day Saints. What's the concern here?
Yeah, so if you look at if you Google kind of Bloomberg Business Week, Mormonism, and in an image search, you'll see sort of this mocking cover of this moment that's actually important in Mormon history. Now, it's unclear what the editors of the magazine were hoping to depict, and then some journalists and at the Deseret News are saying, you know, this is actually not the moment they think it was. But anyway, it was the equivalent for, say, let's just draw a comparison for Christianity, might be like when Jesus was with Peter and he said, upon my rock, and those kinds of things. If somebody were to put that on the cover of a magazine and sort of make fun of it with the colors and the type font and then draw a comparison to this financial almost industry that it's built, it would be pretty offensive to anyone. It would be sensitive to those matters. So I think on its face, if you're just looking kind of at your average magazine spread in the grocery store, it won't stand out. But if you think about it and think about what the editors were trying to convey, it's pretty offensive.
So that's the cover. What about the story itself?
Yeah, the story, I thought the story was very interesting and informative. I don't know necessarily that it was 100% fair. I don't know, you know, if I had been the editor, I would have taken things out and edited it differently and done some things to it. But if you read it sort of knowing that Bloomberg Business Week, which is a mouthful to say, is coming from a certain perspective with very much a financial lens. They're very much thinking about the markets and money as, and comparing it to apples and oranges, in my opinion. For instance, you know, they look at how much charity the Mormon, the church, the Church of Latter-day Saints gives out to other organizations. But when you think about it, like, the church in and of itself is kind of a charity in that it has its own programs, it has its own ways of dealing with natural disasters and reaching out to the poor and those other things. So when you look at that on a spreadsheet, it doesn't translate to like J.P. Morgan Chase.
So is the story here that the Latter-day Saint, the Salt Lake City Latter-day Saints have kind of disproportionately large financial holdings, or is there some other angle here? Is it being compared with other religious organizations?
No, well, as far as the story goes, I focus most on the cover, but as far as the story goes, it's sort of within itself. Like, it's sort of the reporter is trying to come at this from a very business, generally, news point. If she had compared it to the Catholic Church, it would have looked very different. If she had compared it with any mega church in evangelicalism, it would just look different. Like, if she had compared it to the Southern Baptist Convention, it just, again, is sort of still, even then, apples and oranges. But I think she's tapped onto something with, you know, there's something about the culture that, if financially, Mormons appear to be very savvy and all of these things that, you know, they have kind of this image. If you live in New York, if you live in D.C. and you think about Utah, you have a certain image. Maybe it comes from Big Love or Sister Wives or these other things. And then it sort of destroys those stereotypes and goes, look, these people are actually really financially savvy. And one thing that I actually appreciated about the story is that it didn't seem to use Mitt Romney as kind of the hook and the reason. Maybe that was the editor. Maybe that's why the editors were convinced to run the story, but there was only one very brief sentence about Mitt Romney, and it seemed relevant with his business work.
Is there anything you regret? Do you regret getting out of the car to follow Trayvon that night?
No, sir.
Do you regret that you had a gun that night?
No, sir. I feel that it was all God's plan, and for me to second guess it or judge it.
Is there anything you might do differently? In retrospect, now the time has passed a little bit.
No, sir.
The parents of Trayvon Martin, they lost their son. What would you like to tell them?
I would tell them that, again, I'm sorry. And I am sorry that they buried their child. I can't imagine what it must feel like. And I pray for them daily.
That's George Zimmerman. He's charged with second-degree murder in the death of Trayvon Martin, of course, talking with Sean Hannity in his first lengthy television interview. Sarah, how did the L.A. Times follow up on this first interview?
Yeah, I thought the L.A. Times did a nice job of just kind of describing the quotes that you just aired. But I think what's interesting about at least Sean Hannity, you know, and the people who followed up on this quote saying, Zimmerman said, I feel like it was all God's plan. Then reporters pounced on that and was like, oh, are you saying, like, you instigated God's plan, right? So the reporters go and they pounce and they go to Trayvon Martin's family and said, you know, how do you feel about this? And then I believe it's the Associated Press, maybe several reporters got this, but they said, I think it was Tracy Martin said, we must worship a different God. There is no way my God wanted George Zimmerman to murder my teenage son. So there's just like a lot of use of God and religion and faith very broadly. What's unclear is, who is Zimmerman's God and who is Martin's God and who are they talking about and how does their God play into the world and how they understand life and circumstances and things like that. So it's almost like, give me something. Give me, are you Catholic? Are you, you know, Baptist? Are you something? Give me something to go on. And I felt like the reporters didn't actually dig any deeper on that.
I mean, it may have been a question that Hannity asked, but ended up on the editing floor. But
yeah,
it seems to
yeah,
me a logical true. Question would have been, what do you mean it's all part of God's
exactly.
plan? So does any of the follow-up actually explore that particular question? What exactly did Zimmerman mean?
As far as I know, I I have not seen anything more since then. I know some other reporters have done some stories on, you know, there have been so many stories on the families, on George Zimmerman himself, and so in these stories they don't get into that. They don't explain to the reader sort of the broader context. Now, whether it's somewhere on the internet that, you know, a reader could go and track down, maybe, I'm not sure.
So this kind of highlights something we've talked about many times here, and one of the general concerns of GetReligion.org is that while the facts such as they are usually accurately presented, there's very little specifics and there's very little digging following those. About 30 seconds for your thoughts.
Yeah, I guess so I've covered crime, and when you cover crime, you have to get the very, you know, the facts, who, what, where, when, why, how, and if you don't, your editor will, you know, be angry at you and things like that. Like, you have to get all the details of, you know, time, date, place, address, like all these details that you're trained as a crime reporter to get. I don't understand why that doesn't apply to religion. I don't understand why we don't use the same, you know, vigorous reporting skills when it comes to religion. It's sort of like, you know, if you're covering, let's say, an Olympic athlete, right? If you're covering this Olympic gymnast who's amazing, you're gonna ask her like how much she weighs, because that's relevant in Olympic gymnastics. You know, it's one of the details that you get. It's an awkward question, and it's, you know, it may not something like that naturally comes up if you're having coffee, but it's important.
Sarah Pulliam Bailey is a contributor to GetReligion.org. She's online editor for Christianity Today. Sarah, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to spend some time talking with Pastor Bill Swirla about being simultaneously saint and sinner. It's our condition now, having fallen and been redeemed. We are spirit and flesh. We are new man and old man. We are saint and sinner. We will see what that means and what the Christian life really looks like according to Scripture right after this.
For 20 years, we've lifted our voices and instruments to the hymns of Stephen Starkey. Now, CPH has the first ever CD collection of Pastor Starkey's works titled, We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God. This 12-track CD includes nearly an hour of music from the most beloved Lutheran hymn writer of our time. Order now. Use promotion code URA. We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God is only $15.99. CPH.org.
At steadfastlutherans.org, we've been called contentious. We've even been called the brothers of John the curmudgeon, and we may well be curmudgeonly sometimes. But we always have the best and clearest voices in confessional Lutheranism. Articles from Molly Hemingway, Martin Nolan, Clement Preuss, Todd Wilkin, and a host of regular contributors. Come check out the new Lutheran media. Always clear, always concise, always confessionally Lutheran. steadfastlutherans.org.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues, Etc. 300. Mount Zion Lutheran, Greenfield, Wisconsin. Pilgrim Lutheran, West Bend, Wisconsin. Messiah Lutheran, Lebanon, Illinois. Zion Lutheran, Accident, Maryland. Redeemer Lutheran, Jackson, Wyoming. Messiah Lutheran, Marysville, Washington. Trinity Lutheran, Millstadt, Illinois. Our Savior Lutheran, Houston, Texas. St. Matthew's Lutheran, Bon Terre, Missouri. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Lincoln, Nebraska. Hope Lutheran, St. Louis, Missouri. Trinity Lutheran, Austin, Texas. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Collinsville, Illinois. Luther Memorial Chapel, Shorewood, Wisconsin. Christ Lutheran, Oak Park, Illinois. Bethany Lutheran, Naperville, Illinois. And Emmanuel Lutheran, Dearborn, Michigan. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues, Etc. in your mission or advertising budget at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. The Issues, Etc. 300.